In this demo, we will do an introduction and high-level overview of the release management DevOps principle in Parsons Limited MRP. In an agile world, delivering quick and frequent releases for large complex systems with multiple components becomes cumbersome and sometimes consuming if done manually, because each component has a high degree of complexity and requires a lot of resource intervention and configuration to ensure that it works as expected. That's why many teams opt for build and deployment automation to ensure faster releases and reduce manual intervention. However, automating multiple components of a system has its own challenges. Even though releases can be automated in silos, if we need a one-click deployment for an entire system, we need to have an automation framework that can automate an entire custom workflow for us. In release management, you deal with releases, and that a release will go from an environment to another environment with or without approbation. It all depends on how you configure your release pipeline. But the idea is that a release will go through each environment as soon as it is ready to do so. If we go into the definition of a release. Dev, in the case of Parsons Limited MRP, we have two environments, Dev and Prod. Dev and Prod do not need to have the same steps. In here, we have four, Prod have two. Like in Dev, we could very easily add performance tests for other environments if you had others, to enforce testing of code and also to perform performance validation. Let's take a look at the approval for the prod environments. As you can see, for the prod environment, I am the only one approver. You can add several people in there or a group, and you can specify in the options whenever you want all users in any order to approve, all users in a sequential order, or just any one user that can approve a release to go to this environment. One thing also that you will probably want is the email notification. So when the deployment for an environment awaits on me, it waits for my approval, I want to receive an email to indicate me that something is waiting after me. So this checkbox, a good option to have turned on. Since we are in the configure panel, let's check the variables. So we can see that for each environment, dev also is set of variables. But you can see that for prod environment, we have SSH user, password, target. So this is the remote Linux machine that the release pipeline will use. We also have the instrumentation key, which is application insight instrumentation keys to have application performance management. Deployment conditions. In the first environment, the deployment is automatic as soon as the release is created, but not in production. In production, you can see that we want the deployment to production only after a successful deployment from dev, and also it requires an approval. The general tab. This is where you will find the environment owner, and also this is where you can configure email notification. In this case, I only receive email on failure, but you could receive email always on a lot of events, and you also decide if the environment owner and the release creator, if they will receive the email or not. Let's go see the triggers tab. Like in the continuous integration, this triggers make the continuous deployment a continuous deployment. So basically, it awaits on an artifact source, which is the Parsons Unlimited MRP CI build, so the continuous integration build. So it creates a new release every time a new artifact version is available from that build. So if I go back to my environment, let's create a release. Usually it will be done automatically using CI trigger. but we will create one manually this time. So we will choose, in this case, the latest CI build that was successful, and I will create my release. So if I go into the release I just created, now the deployment is in progress. But if I go take a look at the commits, you can see that for this release, I don't have any associated commits because it was the same as the last one. But if I go back with the product, what it's now in production, an older release, click compare, you will see that the commits I did from to the Git repository appears there. Same thing, and you can click on it, go into the detail of the commit that was done. So this is pretty useful if you want to have traceability over what commit was introduced between two versions, or even for work items that was worked on between two versions. Because if I go back, this was the commit tab, but you have also the same options for the work item tabs. So let's go back to the summary. In there, in my release definition, we have the option to abandon a release. So when we abandon a release, no further action is possible on the release itself. So you will need to create another release to restart the deployment pipeline. You also have the option to send email at any point. What it will do is you can enter a colleague name in there, or several users, type a note if you want, and decide which part of which details you want in the summary email. So basically, you can create everything, click send, and that will send you or send a colleague the detail about a release. The build is not done for me, but usually what you will do, if I go to an older version of, because this one is not done, but if I take an older release, you could see that I could just go in there and approve the release to production, and that will continue the release pipeline to the production environment. This is how the release management is performed in Parts Unlimited MRP.